We're starting in the largest country in the southern hemisphere today. That's Brazil. It's also home to most of the world's largest rainforest. And large parts of the Amazon are on fire. Brazil's space agency says there have been 72,800 fires nationwide this year, and that more than half of them are in the Amazon region. It's referred to as the lungs of the earth. Scientists estimate that the Amazon produces 20% of the oxygen in the planet's atmosphere. It's home to hundreds of indigenous tribes. It's rich in natural resources. The Amazon also harbors countless species of plants and animals. These are some of the reasons why environmentalists around the world are concerned about the increase of wildfires there. One note of caution, though. Some of the photos being shared to raise awareness about these disasters aren't accurate. A number of actors and internet stars have posted pictures of previous Brazilian fires, some dating back 20 years, and implying that these are the current fires. And some of the other pictures that have gotten millions of likes aren't even of fires from Brazil. While this type of fake news is circulating widely on social media, environmentalists say the reality that's currently taking place in Brazil is troubling enough.
Brazil's largest city plunged into darkness, black clouds filling the sky, blanketing Sao Paulo Monday afternoon, thick smoke billowing from more than 2,700 kilometers away, where fires are consuming the world's largest rainforest. The Amazon basin is burning at a record rate, according to Brazil's research center. More than 72,000 fires have scorched the country this year, an over 80% increase compared to the same period in 2018. Flames destroying 1.5 football fields of rainforest every minute of every day. Smoke spreading across nearly half of Brazil, visible from space more than a week ago. Even spilling into neighboring Peru, Bolivia, and Paraguay. Now the haze stretches across South America, spreading along the East Atlantic coast.
The Amazon is a humid rainforest, so you may be asking, how are large parts of it being scorched by wildfires? Experts say even in the dry season, the Amazon doesn't catch fire that easily. Scientists don't know for certain yet what's causing the fires, but there's a lot of blame being thrown around. Some environmental organizations point to farmers, cattle ranchers, and loggers. For a long time, they've used fire to clear land, and the dry season, which peaks in September, is usually the most effective time for them to do this so their cattle can graze. So researchers say they're the ones behind most of the fires. Critics of Brazil's leadership say President Jair Bolsonaro is partly to blame. He's been accused of relaxing environmental rules and opening parts of the rainforest to businesses in an effort to improve Brazil's economy. For his part, President Bolsonaro has suggested that nonprofit organizations, which have lost funding from the government, might have started the fires because they're hoping to generate negative attention on the president and the government. And an environmental official within that government said dry weather, wind, and heat have caused the fires. While that debate rages on, activists are warning that if they're not stopped, the wildfires can turn parts of the Amazon into a dry savanna that's no longer inhabitable for a lot of wildlife.